Good morning, everyone. We are in Siman Mem Zayin, Sif Yud Bet, page 153, moving on to page 154. Today, hopefully, we'll be able to finish the halachos of Birkas Torah. We still have a lot to talk about. We talked out the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh, whether Birkas Torah goes from Shacharis to Shacharis, you make it once a day from Shacharis to Shacharis like Rabbeinu Tam, or like Rav Rishonim hold that it's totally on Hafsik. What's your Mafsik? Dinah with Shnas Keva, it really should be making a bracha, new bracha, Birkas Torah. And therefore, we said really make her the din, sometimes slept the Shnas Keva during the day, should be making Birkas Torah. However, we mentioned the Minag is not like this. And even though the Mishnah Berurah said that Hamavarech lo hifsid, still the Minag seems to be like Rosh Hashanah and Nevin's bring down, that one does not make Birkas Torah even after Shnas Keva Bayom. But as he said, b'shem or Shlomo Zalman, that by Shnas Keva and the nighttime, if you sleep a half hour in your bed already at nighttime, already then even you're going to wake up and be up the rest of the night, or even for part of the night, you go ahead and say Birkas Torah. That's beferish in the Mishnah Berurah also in Sifkad and Kafches. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Avalim Yashan Shnas Keva al mitaso afilu betchilas alayla." Even at the beginning of the night, even before Chatzos, Chashiv Hefsek. That's considered a Hefsek. Va'afilu Yeshom Shevasif Yidalv Modu Bazat. And even the Yeshom that we said by a nap during the day, you would not make Birkas Torah. You would have to make Birkas Torah. Therefore, last night, if guys went to sleep, all right, when they got back in the afternoon and they went to sleep and it went into, as the Rav Neventhal says, a half hour, and after Tzeizah Kochavim, their nap went to, that would be a Shnas Kev at nighttime. When they got back, they should go ahead and say Birkas Torah. Okay? Some people want to say even though we passed the same Birkas Torah, you should better wait till Maariv and have Kavana at Avos Olam. But you definitely have the right to go ahead and say Birkas Torah right away. I believe that's the Iker. Didn't say Birkas Torah right away. There is somewhat of a suffix, though. What happens now? You go back to sleep. Let's say last night you went to bed, let's say 12, 1 o'clock at night, and you wake up again. You have to now say a new Birkas Torah. The Pashtun says you should be saying a new Birkas Torah again, because once again you have a Shnas Keva at nighttime. The only reason why I mention it is because it's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah later on in Sifkat and Lama. Not going to read it inside. You can look over there. Then in this case, you would not make a new Birkas Torah when you wake up in the morning. Okay, I'm no one, but Rav Shlomo Zalman, he seems to say this, but at least the way the Rav Neventhal understood Rav Shlomo Zalman. Some sorry bring down other things the same Rav Shlomo Zalman, but Rav Neventhal says beferish over here in Sifkat and Kafkas Dibur Masla Hefsik. Moreno Rabbeinu says the same Rav Shlomo Zalman Mchazer Lishon Shnas Keva Al Mitasov. You go back and have another Shnas Keva Al Mitasov. Amar Admar Zal Shivarech Shuv Kishit Orei. You're gonna make a new bracha when you get up. Afal Pisha Kasher Berech Pamri Rishona Hayabadaito Lachzer Lishon. Even though when you made the first bracha, you knew you're gonna go back to sleep again at the night. Time. Nevertheless, you should go ahead and say a new Birkas Torah. The best Eitzah, though, is if you want to get out of the suffix, is to do what Rav Yashav said. Rav Yashav writes, what you should do is the first time when you say Birkas Torah, let's say you came to the base medrash last night, 9 o'clock, and you were 8 o'clock, 8:30, whatever it was, you came to the base medrash, you made Birkas Torah, have in mind that my Birkas Torah is only going to last until I go to sleep again. Well, then for sure, my Birkas Torah will only last to that point, and then when I wake up in the morning, for sure then, to get out of any suffix, like the Mishnah Berurah, you go ahead and make a new Birkas HaTorah. Okay, so that's what's going to be Lamaisa. If one sleeps at night, once again, make a Birkas HaTorah. If you sash kev a half hour after, go ahead and learn how you have a Birkas Torah for your learning of the nighttime. If you go back to sleep again, that will be a Hefzik, and you'll make a new Birkas HaTorah. Very good. Let's now go ahead. We have more dinim over here. Very important. Halacha lemaisa. Sifyud base. Afim lomad balayla. Even if you're going to go ahead and learn at nighttime. Halayla holech achar yom. The nighttime goes after the daytime. Shavar ve'inu tzarech lasar levarach kol zman shlo yashan. Okay, this is talking about someone who didn't go to sleep. Just like on a regular day. Goes into nighttime, you go to nighttime. You don't have to make a new Birkas Torah because normally, halachically, the day starts at night. You might think to make a new Birkas Torah at nighttime. But no, we said your bracha lasts until you have a hefsek according to the Rosh, or until the next morning according to Rabbeinu Tam. So this halacha goes fine both according to the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam. Your bracha keeps on going. Fine. Now, what about now the famous question, if someone stays up all night, what do you do about staying up all night? Let's talk this out. According to the Rosh, what would be the halacha if someone stayed up all night? Someone help me? What?
No bracha.
No bracha. Very good. According to the Rosh, you're never mafsik. So the Birkas Torah should be still going through? Okay. According to Rabbeinu Tam, though, you should be making new bracha, because once it's shacharis to shacharis, your bracha lasts. You have to make a new berakas of Torah. So that's the two days brought down over here in the Mishnah Berurah. He says it's b'shem the achronim, but l'chor, that would be the same achlokas over here in Mishnah Berurah. So you've gotten kafchets right after what I read earlier on at the end of the first line. V'yimayaneir kol alaylef, you're up all night long. Yeshomerim de'aim sarich levarich b'boker, that's tumia to the rush. Okay, he says over here b'shem the gra. V'yeshomerim de'tzarich levarich. There are those who say you do have to make a new berakas of Torah when you stay up all night. Paskins the Mishnah Berurah who safek brachos lahakel. Over here we're going to say safek brachos lahakel. Okay, achim afshar lo yirah lishma berakas Torah miachar. Like we do, if someone stays up all night, then they hear berakas Torah from someone else. But comes Rabbi Kiva Eger and has a very beautiful chat. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, I have a beautiful eight, so what can you do? You can make sure, if you know you're staying up the night before, like most people do, what do they do with? To take a nap sometime during the day. Even if now you take a shnas keva during the day, you take an hour nap, 2 hour nap in your bed, preparing for your all night learning, your all night mishmar, so now let's talk it out. According to Rabbeinu Tam, we already said, from day to day, you're going to have to make a new bracha the next morning. According to the Rush, we said, anyways, when you take a nap during the day, you really should be making a new Berakas HaTorah. And therefore, Mimonoshach, according to both Shitas, according to all the Shitas then, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, if you take a nap during the previous day, you now for sure could say Berakas HaTorah in the morning. Because according to both Rabbeinu Tam, you can make Berakas HaTorah because it's a new morning. And according to the Rush, you can make new Berakas HaTorah. Why? Because you had a hefsek the previous day. Okay? So therefore, that's Rabbi Kiva Eger brought down in the end of that Mishnah Berurah. Siv Kodim Kavches. Vimaya Yoshin Bayom Shnas Keval Mitaso. If you slept during the day, the previous day, Shnas Keval Mitaso. Uba Laila Shachorav Ayaneir Kol Laila. And the night afterwards, you stayed up all night. Pasa Kagon Rabbi Kiva Eger. Dibazel Lekuli Yom Tzarech Levarech Leboker Bergaz Torah. And when the morning comes now, and you get all the Shitas, you can then go ahead and say Berakas HaTorah, okay? Just the one ha'ara I have on Rabbi Kiva Eger, okay? The boy, Rabbi Berkowitz, pointed this out also, is very simple. Why would you wait till the morning to say your Berakas HaTorah? What should you have done first? Have a mind in Avos Olam. You could already get a daven Marvit sometime in between, their nap during the day, and staying up all night. At that point, why learn the whole night without Berakas HaTorah? Have in mind in Avos Olam that you'll have in mind your Birkas Torah, learn, say another Pasuk of Kriyat Shema, or learn right afterwards, and then you'll be Yotzi Birkas Kriyat Shema, and then your whole night Limud could be with Birkas Torah. That would be seemingly a much better Eitzah in this case. But if you forgot, let's say you didn't have in mind when you said Avos Olam, you didn't learn afterwards, so then you have Rabbi Kiva Eger to go ahead and rely on, and you could go ahead and say Birkas HaTorah in the morning. So that's Lamaisa in terms of Birkas HaTorah when you stay up all night. If you didn't sleep at all during the day, night then we say Savak Bracha Zali, you have to hear the Bracha from someone else. But according to Ashkenazi, if you go ahead and take a nap during the day, and for sure Kavachon, you take a nap during the night, you could say Birkas HaTorah for sure in the morning. Better have Kavana and Avos Olam. Once again, if your nap was at night, you could go ahead and just say regular Birkas HaTorah right now, and it'll last you, and you'll get another problem when you after you stay up all night, you go to sleep again, you're going to sleep 4 or 5 hours in your bed, so you'll go back to that same machlok, you're going to get yourself in the same Savik Brachos of Rush against Rabbeinu Tam, but that there's not much you could do about that. Fine. So that's in terms of staying up all night. Okay, once again, what comes out is anytime, once again, if you take a big nap during the day, best to have Kavana and Avos Olam during Maariv to have a mind for your Berakas HaTorah. Okay? So then it'll cover your nighttime limud. Yud Gimel. Hamashkim Kodem Or Hayom Liomod. If someone gets up early in the morning to learn, okay? He gets up early in the morning, before Alos HaShachar. Okay, he wakes up 3 in the morning, he slept all night. He slept till 3 o'clock. Tomorrow wakes up 3 o'clock. Tomorrow, Mivarech Berakas HaTorah. He's going to make Berakas HaTorah like we said before. Shnas Kevav night is going to require Berakas HaTorah. Ve'eino Tzarech Lasu Levarech HaShielech Beis HaKnesses. He doesn't have to make a new bracha when he goes to the Beis HaKnesses. He's going to go, and I believe this is the Raya that Iker Didino really passed in like the Rush. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam Lachor, you're going to have to wait till the daytime in order to make Berakas HaTorah. Over here, we see the Iker Didino really passed in like the Rush. A Matt Hefsik is considered a hefsek, and therefore when you wake up in the middle of the night, you go ahead and make Berakas HaTorah, even though you are going to be staying up the rest of the night, and you don't make a new Berakas HaTorah in the morning. Hamashkim kodem or yom v'var kol seder brachas chukutz miberachas hanotein l'sach vina uparshas v'tamid. Someone who wakes up before Kalos HaShachar, he goes in and says all the seder of brachos, meaning all Berakas HaTorah, Berakas HaShachar, you can say everything, except for the bracha v'anotein l'sach vina l'avchim yom v'layla uparshas v'tamid. Why can't he say Amatein Lasach Vivina, guys? This is the Mechaber Lishitaso. The Mechaber Lishitaso we saw in Simim Mem Vav. We said over there, the Mechaber said, you can only make the Berkas of Torah and Berkas of Shachar if you got that Hana. And therefore, he said, according to the Rambam, he says, you didn't hear the Tarnal go cock-a-doodle-doo, you can't make that Amatein Lasach Vivina. And therefore, he says, you have to wait till the time where you hear the Sach Vivina, the Hainu, Amud HaShachar, in order to go ahead and take Amatein Lasach Vivina. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah disagrees, because the Mishnah Berurah disagreed over there. He said, we say the Brachos out Minag Olam. Sib Karn Lamed Alf, he says, Ve'achronim Yiskimu, Shigam Brachosu, Yechol Levarach, Afil Kolam Shiyah Yair Hayom, Ach Yesh Omrim. But we remember, we said Amatein Lasach Vivina might be different than the other Brachos. And therefore, he says, Ach Yesh Omrim, Shalachat Chile, Shizar, Shalavarachata, Kolam Shiyah Hayom. He says, better to do like the Mechaber, wait till Osa Shachar in order to say this bracha. But the other brachas, even Elokai Neshama, for sure you woke up, you slept and you woke up, you could say Elokai Neshama. Just Hanotein L'Sach V'Vina is the only bracha you have to worry about if you wake up before Amud HaShachar. And the other thing is the Parshas HaTamid. He said, why the Parshas HaTamid? The Parshas HaTamid is after the Korban HaTamid. And the Korban HaTamid could not be offered before Elos HaShachar. So therefore you should wait till the morning in order to say the Korbanos of Parshas HaTamid. We did see earlier in Siman Aleph, he says, Bidi Evid, if you said it beforehand, you have what to be Samachan, but better to wait till, and that's what the Ramah writes over Ayin Alsim and Aleph Sivav, but better to wait for Amud HaShachar. Shianti Milamar Ad Shiyor Hayom, wait till you wake up in the morning. Says the Ramah, Lechatchila Yitol Yodav Kodim Shivarech Liyomod, Lechatchila, one should wash his hands before he starts to learn, okay, to get off the Ruach Ra, and for Nekiyah's purposes in order to learn, V'imloya Lo Mayim, but if he does not have water, once again, Yachol Liyomod Levarech Belo Netila, he can go ahead and learn, and make brachas without Netila, Kamosh Bishar Brachas Shivarech Kodim Netila, before you got off your Ruach Ra, we said before, Bidiyevin, one is allowed to make brachas once again, another Chazar from the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah just points out over here in Siv Katan, Lamed Gimel V'yikanech Yodav V'chol Minim Menaki. But if your hands are dirty, not Ruach Ra dirty, they're dirty because you slept all night and you touched Mekomos and Mechusim, and you got dressed, you touched Mekomos and Mechusim, you have to rub your hands on Kol Minim Menaki, some type of abrasive surface, okay, on a dry towel, whatever it might be, that now your hands are clean physically, and therefore you can now go ahead and learn and make brachos. Ruach Ra is only lechatchila in order to learn bidyavid. You could go ahead and learn even if you did not have these things. Okay? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sif Katan Lame Gimel. Once again, Rav Nemitzal points that out over here. Once again, in Dir Rachel, Brachos LaHakel, in the back of the crack of the Mishnah Berurah, B'Shem Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's other than the Chazish. If one cannot say Birkas HaTorah for whatever reason, once again, if you can't say Birkas HaTorah for whatever reason, you're allowed to continue learning. Okay, if you have a suffix, whatever it might be, you continue learning until the next chance you could hear Birkas HaTorah, or you go ahead and say Birkas HaTorah. One another Allah Lamaisa case is when someone sleeps on an airplane. You sleep on an airplane, that's considered your Shnas Keva, because you don't have a bed, that's considered Shnas Keva when you sleep on the airplane, especially at nighttime, and you go ahead and say Birkas HaTorah, even though you do not go ahead and sleep in a bed. That's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos. Okay, so that's what's going on over here in Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Okay, this needs the Sif Kiyud Gimel. That it needs a lot of Chazara, guys. Just get down all these halacha. There's a lot of halachas over here in Hilchos Birkas HaTorah. The last halacha over here, and see if you doubt, is a different topic. What about women? Are women chayiv in Birkas HaTorah or not? Because we know from the Gemara and Kiddushin, okay, that women are potter from Talmud Torah. They don't have a chiyuv in Limud Talmud Torah. So what about Birkas HaTorah? Says the Mechaber passing over here in Sif Yudalad, Nashim Mevarchos Birkas HaTorah. Women do make Birkas HaTorah. And the shaila is why? Why do they make Birkas HaTorah if they're not chayiv in Limud Torah? So the Bir Halacha brings down here three Teirutzim and Dibur Maskul Nashim. Okay, the Beis Yosef only brings down the first two. The Beis Yosef mentions to the first two, number one, he says, Atam da chayavas lomod adinin shalahem. Number one, women are chayiv to learn the halachas that are shaykh to them. That's Talmud Torah, so therefore, they should say Birkas HaTorah before learning the halachas that are shaykh to them. Number two, v'od chayavas lomar parshas karbanos kamoshi chayavas betfila. Just like she's chayavas betfila, she's also supposed to say karbanos. Karbanos are psukim, and therefore they should say Birkas HaTorah. Those are the two teirutzim brought down in the Beis Yosef. Comes the Gra, and he offers up a third teirutz. He says there's no difference between other mitzvahs that women are patterin, but they still make brachas. Lulav and Esrog, Sukkah, Shofar, all we know, mitzvahs, Aseh, Shazman, Gram, even though women are patter, women, at least Ashkenazim, are allowed to go ahead and make brachas. And that's what brought over here. He disagrees with these other reasons. Ayin sham. And now we can understand why the Beis Yosef didn't bring down this third reason. Because the Sfardim don't fast, and the Sfardim hold that women do not make brachas on. And therefore, that's why the Beis Yosef didn't bring down this third reason. So the third reason only goes a libah to the Ashkenazim. According to the Sfardim, this cannot be the reason. One pass, other pass, nafkamina. According to the third reason, it's pashut, a woman cannot be pater men in Birkas HaTorah. Because it's a totally different chiyuv. Okay, according to the first two reasons, it could be that a woman would be able to pater men. Lemaisa, even in the halacha brura, for the Sfardim, he brings down that women are not allowed to pater men because it's not mamish achiyav on women. Okay, that's what the halacha brura brings down. And once also, you should know, in terms of halacha lemaisa for Sfardim, for staying up all night, they pass him that they could go ahead and say Berkas HaShachar and Berkas HaTorah. That's how the halacha brings down in our simen. And that's the minhag of the Sfardim. They go ahead, even if they did not, they stayed up all night, they do make the brachas, but we saw all the halachas apply to Ashkenazim, both by Berkas HaTorah, Berkas HaShachar, and by Berkas HaTorah. And this is Lemaisa in terms of women. The last thing is the end of the Berelach. He says, "Vakatan sheigil lechinuch." A katan that reached the age of chinuch, v'vaday eni yachal otzia the gadol berakas Torah. He cannot be motzi a gadol berakas Torah. The vi mashas tamer harib both in the berakas Torah harib mina Torah. Since we hold that berakas Torah is mina Torah, v'chein katan v'prima gadol. That's what the prima gadol writes. Adkan in Hilchos berakas Torah. Everyone have a great day, guys. Just.